This week, it's Alex's turn. Alex, what have you got for us?
I should be intimidated following all that science, but I'm not, because I'm a scientist in the kitchen. So to the barricades today, what I will offer are some thrifty kitchen tips. As scarcity becomes a reality, both because of shortages and because of financial hardship, now is the time, it's the perfect time for us to learn to waste a lot less food, because we will have a lot of time on our hands as well. So it's really quite useful. And because it's something we all have to learn how to do if we're going to protect the planet. The wasteful may survive, but only the frugal will thrive. So throw nothing away. Be really mindful of what you waste, except I have to say Ian Dunn's Doritos lasagna, for which the only proper place is the bin. Wash everything before you prep it, because it's easier to wash a carrot than it is to wash carrot peel, okay? So its waste is usable. Keep little freezer bags. I always have three freezer bags on the go, one with carrot peel, carrot top, onion tops, the bits of the leek you discard, the stalks from the herbs that you don't put in the actual dish, and then keep a second bag for any meat offcuts or carcasses or bones. And I keep a third one for seafood, fish skin, offcuts, shells of prawns, all of that stuff. All of this makes absolutely brilliant stock, and I have those on the go the whole time. So everything is usable. Almost everything that we now throw away is actually usable, indeed delicious. Stale bread you can blitz into breadcrumbs and put those in the freezer. Soured milk is the most fantastic marinade for any kind of proper protein, because the acid, the lactic acid, really breaks down the protein. Also, loads of American recipes use it in cakes and pancakes and things like that. Whenever they call for buttermilk, it's basically milk that's gone slightly sour. Potato peel makes fantastic oven chips. Fruit peel makes jams and chutneys. You can flavor oil with stuff you throw away, like the top and tail of garlic. If you throw it in some oil before you start frying the thing you're going to start frying, it flavors the oil. Potato water, pasta water, it's so rich in starch. I always keep
liquid
a tub
gold.
Of it. I keep a tub of it in the fridge, because you drop a cup into any sauce and it thickens it. You have to learn to extend food. Whenever you're going to make something with a very thick sauce, throw some water in there and instead some starch, a bit of pasta, a bit of rice. That will make the meal go further. And let nothing go off. Before anything goes off, you have the chance to cook it, which will give you an extra few days in the fridge, or freeze it. So let nothing go to waste. I've recently started making my own sourdough starter. It's like having a little pet. So you can, you have the huge resource of a social media community and YouTube videos and all of that. So anytime you're about to throw something away, just do a little search and say, what can I do with carrot peel? And I guarantee you will find five delicious, fantastic things that you can do with it. And-